Fittingly enough, that forecast brought to you by Storyland, of course, where fantasies come true, or whatever they, what do they say, Lauren? What's the phrase over there? Where fantasies live?
Where fantasies live.
Where fantasies live. Welcome back to the Magic Morning Show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You guys have a busy weekend coming up. Brand new season here. Storyland back at it again.
Yes, 66th season coming at you.
Yeah,
we're excited. Big weekend. The weather's looking all right
now,
so we're excited. We've been moving full steam ahead to get the park open.
Absolutely. 66 seasons. That is incredible. And in fact, when it comes to, we're going to be doing a giveaway like we do every summer with you guys, and we're giving away tickets. It will be every Friday, but today, since you came in, I thought we'd do a nice special early bird, if you will, and do it on Thursday. So we're going to announce that winner shortly. But talking about the history of Storyland, and there is so much history when it comes down to the Storyland and how it all came about and everything, and this season should be just as better as any.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. We've got a few new shows and we've remodeled a ride and we've got some great events lined up for, you know, daytime and nighttime.
And nighttime.
Many people know.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's talk about that a little bit. You guys announced, we're back in March, you guys announced maybe even earlier, beginning of the year, that you were going to have a nostalgia night. Now tell, just in case somebody didn't hear it, and there's not many out there, as you know, but explain what this nostalgia night was all about.
So nostalgia night came about when we get so many generations to visit the park and so many people talk about wanting to come, but they don't have kids or they don't have grandkids or they don't have nieces and nephews. And so we've always been wanting to do some after hours events. Mm-hmm. And we finally came upon a nostalgia night where adults could relive their childhood. So the first one is June 22nd, and it is sold out.
It is sold out. Yeah, you guys actually had an overwhelming amount of participation in this one.
Yeah, it far exceeded our expectations.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, which is awesome. We're excited to hopefully continue these in the future. So we've got the first one on June 22nd from 6 to 10. It's 21 plus. So there'll be rides and the attractions open. There'll be food, beer, wine, and there'll be a band. So it's going to be a big adult
party.
Kid party.
Kid party, yeah. Adult kid party.
Adult
I like the sound
party.
Of that. And then it was you guys get such a great response that you decided to do a second one.
Yes. So we just released the date for our second one this summer. It's going to be July 9th.
Mm-hmm.
That will be the only additional one for 2019, and then we'll hopefully plan a few more for 2020. But tickets go on sale for the second nostalgia night on June 6th at 10 a.m.
June 6th, 10 a.m. Everybody mark your calendars because, as we know, they go fast.
They go very fast.
It's going to go quickly, so make sure that that's something great to look forward to. And all kinds of different other things have going on here. Oh, my gosh, you got the Chalk Art Festival happening at the end of June. These are great little things that you guys do. The Sensory Sensitive Weekends, I know, are very popular for you guys. And then, of course, you've added some new shows. And then what is this, a new added-on show, Fairy Tale Training? I mean, you got a lot going on.
Yeah, yeah. So we've been doing Tea with Cinderella for a handful of years now, and we typically do three shows a day. So we've actually taken that down to two shows a day and added a new show that could encompass more of the kids in the area that come to visit. Their interests maybe aren't all about Cinderella.
Yeah.
So this show has Tinkerbell, Peter Pan, and Little Red. So it's just mixing up the characters a little bit.
Nice.
Which will be a lot of fun because they're going to leave the show as an official honorary fairy tale character.
Okay.
And that's a snack time. So that'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, absolutely. And you guys can check out all the details about everything that's going on here at StorylandNH.com, of course. And when it comes to the holidays, they have specials as well. Father's Day, of course, Columbus Day, which is not till the end of the season.
Oh.
But you guys are just so packed with everything.
Yeah, so, you know, among some of the great events, we also have some great appreciation days and discount days. Father's Day is $5 off at the gate for anybody. Every Sunday in the fall after Labor Day, our military, fire, police, hero appreciation days, they get in for free.
Awesome.
And their families, their immediate families, are only $19.99 each. And then we do a Grandparents' Day on September 8th, which is National Grandparents' Day.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday, September 8th. Grandparents get in for free with their family that is paying.
Right, of course.
And that was wildly popular last year. It was pretty great watching all the grandparents with their cameras capturing all the moments over Storyland.
I bet. Well, wonderful. Lots going on for sure. And then there's one note here that we do want to mention, that the remodeled ride, you have a Raptor Safari now.
Yes, yes. So we have remodeled the safari officially.
Okay.
It was time.
Yeah.
And now it is dinosaur themed. So the concept is that dinosaurs have overrun the safari ride and our favorite tour guide is missing. So it's now
a little bit of mystery now.
Now it's a little bit of mystery and adventure, a little more interactive, and dinosaurs instead of African safari.
A little bit of all my favorite things.
Yeah.
All involved. Very cool. So busy season up ahead. It opens up this weekend, Saturday, right? It's the first day it's open?
Saturday, 9:30.
It starts. There it is. Busy summer for Lauren here. Check out full details, storylandnh.com. And of course, right here at Magic 104, you'll be able to tune in every Friday morning for your chance at a free pair of passes. And we actually are giving away our first pair today. We asked a trivia question, speaking of all the history and Cinderella and all of that. The question was, what year was Storyland and her pumpkin coach, as well as the castle? Did I say that right? Yeah, Cinderella. What year was the pumpkin coach in the castle introduced at Storyland? What year was that? Now, you guys opened in 1954. We're talking 66 years here. But it wasn't until 3 years later where Cinderella was introduced. 1957. 1957 was the correct answer. You can learn all about the history, of course, at StorylandNH.com. So everybody who texted in at 603-356-9145 with the year of 1957 is now in the running. And Lauren's going to choose at random right now somebody from the hat. And we're going to find out who wins that first pair of passes to Storyland. By all means, here we go.
All right. Alrighty. And the winner is Matt Lyman from North Conway.
There it is. Congratulations to Matt Lyman. He gets the first pair of passes to Storyland. He'll be able to go and enjoy himself with his family. And of course, we'll be giving those away each and every week, every Friday, right here on Magic 104. We look forward to it, and we wish you the best of luck and a great season, Lauren.
Thank you for having us, and we hope to see everybody at Storyland this summer.
Sounds good. It's the Magic Morning Show on Magic 104.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.